This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstey. How long is it safe for a trucker to stay behind the wheel? That's the highly contentious issue being dealt with in a Senate Commerce Committee hearing today. The Bush administration loosened regulations in 2004 to allow truckers to drive longer hours. Safety groups sued and won twice in federal court. But last week, federal regulators reissued the same old rule on working hours. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Millions of Americans work a traditional 40-hour week. For truckers, it's different. Rick Smith can have this rig out on the road for 11 hours each day and up to 77 per week.
There's a large percentage of truck drivers who see these trucks as nothing but sweatshops on wheels, especially with these new hours of service that they've put into place. You can almost work unlimited number of hours.
A ways down the road near Carlisle, Pennsylvania, there's a truck stop called the Flying J. Truckers smoke cigarettes and slump over plates of fried food. Richard Schatz likes the fact that he can squeeze in more hours per week. Like most truckers, he gets paid by the mile, and this new rule cuts the rest period between work weeks to just 34 hours.
It's great. It's wonderful. I like the 34-hour restart.
Because really, you can make some more money.
Yes, definitely. Most definitely.
But other truckers say the new rule makes them feel less safe. Brenda Prince says it's tough to drive 11 hours at a stretch, and the regulation makes it harder to pull off and take a nap.
I'm tired after I drive for 7 hours.
Did you ever fall asleep or doze off behind the wheel yourself?
Honestly, several times.
Her current employer lets her stop when that happens, but she says her last one didn't.
They get you out there and they force you to go. That's the scary part.
It's not just driving that makes truckers tired. Trucks need to be loaded and unloaded. Todd Spencer, who represents independent truckers, says that can sometimes take another 40 hours per week.
This is time that's uncompensated, and generally it's time that's never even recorded on a driver's logbook.
Wait a minute. That's like a second full-time job.
It certainly is.
Spencer says businesses want just-in-time delivery, and truckers make that possible. But he says they're the ones who pay the price. Safety advocates say truckers aren't the only ones being asked to sacrifice.
Every year, 5,000 people or more are killed in truck crashes. We know fatigue is a major problem.
Jackie Gillen is with Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety. Her group and others have twice sued the Department of Transportation. They challenged the longer driving hours and shorter weekly rest periods.
And not only did safety groups think this was a bad idea, but in two unanimous court decisions by the U.S. Court of Appeals, they agreed with us and said, this is wrong. You have violated the law, DOT, and you must go back and change it.
The Transportation Department denies that the regulation has compromised safety.
I think what the data shows is that that has not occurred.
That's John Hill, head of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
We have data now that supports the fact that 11-hour driving with a 10-hour rest period really does combine for a safe operating environment.
Hill says the government's view is backed up by crash statistics in 2004 and 2005.
There was only one large truck involved in a fatigue-related fatal crash in the 11th hour of driving.
The American Trucking Association, which represents the big trucking companies, agrees with the government. Dave Oshecki is the association's top safety official.
We as an industry are able to do our job moving America's freight, and we're doing it more safely than ever. So we oppose changes to these rules at this point because they seem to be working.
Oshecki says overall safety is improving, and he says fewer than a tenth of large truck crashes are linked to truck driver fatigue anyway. Data is at the center of this debate over safety. Ann McCart is with the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
Our institute's research found that the risk of a crash goes up twofold when a truck driver has been driving more than 8 to 10 hours.
And McCart says since the regulation changed, many more truckers admit falling asleep behind the wheel. Safety groups say they're outraged the government is standing by the new rule. They will ask the court to throw it out and reinstate the old limit on the number of hours truckers can drive. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.